So Ken, what do you love most about what you do? People wanted to know that. They wanted to know what makes Ken Wilber happy on a day-to-day basis.
Well, a couple things. One is there is an analogy I kind of use is like a guitar. And there's the strings on the guitar, and then there's the box behind it that gives resonance to it. And whenever you awaken your own soul or spirit, that's like strumming the strings. That's the actual where the sound comes from. But there's a great, and that's where the original, that's the ultimate sort of bliss and reward and awareness and understanding and truth and goodness comes when you strike those strings. But there's another kind of satisfaction comes from having the box on the guitar resonate and give depth and expression to the sound from the strings. And what my writing does for me is after I strike these higher chords through my own spiritual practice, my writing is the box behind it that can give it a resonance. It can flesh it out. It can give it a manifest form that makes the sound even richer or even deeper. Even though the sound still comes from the strings, still comes from the soul and spirit. The mind can be the box on the guitar and give an expression to it that's very, very fulfilling in that sense. So I'm not trying to think my way into spirit. I made that very, very clear from the beginning. You have to do spiritual practice to get to the transrational. You cannot use the rational to get to the transrational. The spiritual practice gets you to the transrational. But then you can give a rational expression to it. You can also express it in dance or painting or poetry as well, and that's very important. But you can also do it, you can give a rational expression to it. And I continue to find that even as I say with enlightened teachers, they benefit from this kind of philosophy because it gives them a bigger box for their guitar. So the strings, when they strike them, there's some little bitty non-integral box behind the string. And I've continually been struck by how even really, great realized teachers need an integral philosophy to exp to for the to be the box to express the music of their soul and spirit. Because it doesn't come with a territory. It does not come with a territory. You have to do the work to understand all quadrants, all levels, all lines, and so on. And so what I enjoy doing is giving that kind of form to it because it allows a more comprehensive expression of spiritual understanding. So that part I like. The other part is it makes a difference in people's lives, and that's important.